In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So who knows what month this is? What month is it? It's October. That's exactly right. Well, what is special about this month that the church always talks about? Every October is a special month for what? What were you saying, Analia? The month of the rosary. That's exactly right. It's the month of the rosary. That's why today we're saying again the Mass of Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady of Victory that comes to us through her most holy rosary. Do each of you own a rosary? You own a rosary? Everybody in here owns a rosary? Even way out there in the back, do you own a rosary? You do? Good. Now here's the tough question. Do you use it? Do you use the rosary? We have to use the rosary. What is the rosary? The rosary is a very simple prayer, but it's got great power. It's Our Lady's sword. It's a sword that Our Lady gives to us so that we can fight the battles, not because we can do it on our own, but Our Lady says, here, take the sword, you use it, and I'll guide it to the direction that you need. The rosary is the most powerful weapon that you and I have to come to know who Jesus is, and to make sure Satan and all his evil forces are out of our lives, and out of our family's lives as well. All day long, I've been reading stories of what the rosary does. Stories that have happened in the lives of simple people just like you and me. How God has rocked the world through the power of the rosary. I could tell you stories of how wars, physical wars, have been averted because people prayed the rosary. I could tell you stories of how actual battles and conflicts were completely turned around because people prayed the rosary. I can tell you so many stories, even in my own life, mind you, of people who, in fact, were possessed and afflicted by demonic forces in their own lives. And yet, when they prayed the rosary and the rosary was prayed over them powerfully, the demons were tortured and were pleading to be released from the persons they were afflicting and possessing. The rosary is a powerful weapon that you and I have, and if we're not praying it, then why can we wonder why there are such difficulties in our families and our own lives? I want to give you right now 10 things that the rosary do, but before I do that, I want to share with you a story of the rosary, why we celebrate this feast day today. If you came to Mass on Sunday, which would also mean that you're able to receive Holy Communion today if you came to Mass this past Sunday, you would hear just a little bit about that, It was the Battle of Lepanto. What was going on? This is in 1517, so this is even before Sister was born. In 1517, this is what was going on. The Christian armies were being besieged by the Muslim forces. Muslims were always, since their very beginning, trying to destroy Christendom. There's always in this locked battle between the armies of Islam and the armies of Christ. Always that movement since the very beginning. Continues on even to today. What do we find there? That those armies were much stronger than the Christian forces. Why? Because Christians, unfortunately, what we do is we like to fight each other. We do. We see it at school, don't we? Those who are Catholics, those who are Christians, we tear each other up. We wage war against one another, and that's the same thing that was going on at the same time. Christian kings and princes were warring, taking their armies and using them against each other, and so the Christian forces were weak because of infighting. What did Jesus say? He said, a house which is divided against itself cannot stand. Our president, Abraham Lincoln, during the time of our own Civil War, took those words from Jesus and spoke about our nation. So that's why the whole of Christendom, the whole of Christianity, was on the verge of being overrun by the Muslims who were coming to come through and to wipe out everything here in the West. But what happened? The Pope saw what was going on, and he knew that he's the only one who stood for unity in the whole of the church there, and the only one who had the power to be able to knock some heads together of Christian princes to get them to see that if they don't put together, that the whole of the West would be destroyed. And he called them. He called them to a moment and say, forget about the struggles that we have. We have to send forces together to fight this naval battle, because if they touch land in Christian Europe, it's over for all of us. By ourselves, we can't win this war. When they gathered everybody together and they got all the forces together right outside of Turkey, around the island of Cyprus, down there in the Mediterranean Ocean, what happened? They saw that they had too few. The Muslim forces were too great. They were outnumbered more than 3-1, which is a huge advantage, especially on the sea. So what did the Pope do as well? He knew that they wouldn't be able to get enough forces. So he took a priest, and he put a priest on every single one of the vessels. He made sure that everyone who was there on the boats had a rosary in their hands, and they prayed. The priest was in charge of doing what? Of encouraging the soldiers, hearing their confessions before that, preparing them, celebrating Mass even there on the ship, to be able to do so, and then praying the rosary continuously as the battle was formed. What happened is that the Muslim forces formed a crescent moon, which you see on many of their national flags, sign of their religion that is there. But the Christian forces, in fact, decided that they would line up their ships in a crucifix, in a cross. And so it was very much they saw that there was a religious thing going on here, not merely a physical army battle. So as the two groups began to converge on one another in the day, before they could go there, there was a man by the name of Don Juan of Austria. King John, Prince John of Austria, he was there rallying the forces, the one who was in command of all the Christian forces. He went from boat to boat to boat, exhorting each ship, all the men who were there, one by one by one, to get them to recognize that God was fighting for them, that they had no need to fear, that through the power of the Pope, that they would realize what Jesus says in the scripture through the voice of St. Paul, saying, guess what, men? If you live, your life is totally given over to Jesus Christ. And if you die, it's only gain for you, because you will be with Christ Jesus forever. This is a holy war in which we're engaged, not merely against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and dark forces which you and I cannot see with our natural eyes. Hold on to Our Lady and trust in her that she'll lead us to victory. And so it was. As the two converged on one another, one by one, they destroyed each one of those ships that were there. Their cannons fired directly upon the places that they were. They were able to board ships and freed slaves who were held by the Muslim armies. They too began to fight upon the Christian side and completely decimated the army that was there. They shouldn't have won that battle, not by a long shot. But it was the power of Our Lady through the rosary that turned the tide of all things. And so it is for us today. There are 10 things that I want to impress upon you to know that you can receive just by praying Our Lady's Rosary, a simple thing, 5 decades and a day, to just to be able to pray it either on your rosary or even on the natural rosary which God has given you in your 5 fingers on each hand. Here are the 10 graces. The 10 graces are this, that sinners receive forgiveness. When they pray the rosary, hardened sinners are able to have their hearts turned back to Jesus. If you've got hardened sinners in your own family who won't come back to Mass, pray the rosary for them, you'll see their hearts begin to change. Souls who are thirsty and are tired by the weary things that of life, they're refreshed by turning to Our Lady. Those who are fettered, those who are held in bonds to sin, have their bonds broken from them. That those who weep, especially in sorrow because of death and all sorts of evils that are waged upon their family, what happens is that they find happiness. Those who are tempted, no matter what great temptation seizes them, they find peace because Our Lady destroys temptations. That the poor always are able to find a helping hand to help them, to give them the things that they need when they pray the rosary. That those who are living good lives but can't seem to get beyond this one particular sin that just seems to hold them back, they want to know Jesus better, by praying the rosary, they find Him. That those who are ignorant find instruction to be able to go forward with God. Those who are living, that's all of us who are here, find a way to overcome pride, which is the most pernicious and evil of all the sins, the same sin by which Satan fell from heaven. And those who are dead, meaning the holy souls who are suffering in purgatory, what they find is that they find their pains eased within their sufferings, and they are sped to the glory of heaven, which is the promise for all those who turn to the love of God. I want to share with you something that Our Lady spoke to one of the great saints by the name of Alain de la Roche, who loved Our Lady and prayed her rosary continuously throughout the whole of his life. Our Lady visited him and said this. She said, I want people who have devotion to my rosary to have my son's grace and blessing during their lifetime and at their death. And then after their death, I want them to be freed from all slavery, so they will be like kings wearing crowns with scepters in their hands, enjoying the eternal glory of my son. And so it will be when you and I pray the rosary, we're able to overcome every difficulty in this life and to find glory in heaven with Jesus Christ. Not only will we be ones who get to sit beside Him, but as He says in the scriptures, you and I will actually be able to reign with Jesus Christ, taking the crowns which we earn through the works of this life, laying them at the feet of Jesus, because He is the King of Kings. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.